Next case, please.
Case number 12935, Joseph Ciarlo Jr. seeks variances from the front and rear yard requirements for existing structures. Section 11582 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located northeast of Coastal Highway and southeast of Carolina Street within the Killens Addition subdivision. The 911 address is 38436 Carolina Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 187. The applicant is seeking a 3.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition, a 3.1-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. Staff added a 6.5-foot and 6.9-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for the existing non-conforming attached garage. The dwelling and with the breezeway and attached garage were built in 1949, according to county records. And staff has zero letters of opposition, zero letters of support, and no mail return.
Is the applicant present? Please step forward to be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Joseph A. Charlo, Jr., 38436 Carolina Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, members, for agreeing to let me come here and request a variance for this building project. Tonight, I respectfully request a variance for the building restriction line along the northwest border of our property facing Delaware Route 1. You can see it right there where the red cursor is. The original structure was a home built by my grandparents and my parents. They were the original owners in 1949, and they built the garage, the breezeway, and the existing house that faces Carolina Street. My brother, Jeff, and myself, along with our spouses, we co-own the property. And now that we're at retirement age, we wanted to expand into the second lot, 50 by 100 lot behind the residence that we own. So we had a small screen porch that was taken out that was on the side of the house facing Delaware Route 1. The noise, the traffic, and the shortened length of the property between Delaware Route 1 and the side of the house made it difficult to use the screen porch. So we demolished that part of the building, and then we built the addition, or started building the addition. And then we quickly realized that we weren't sure if we were within the border building line from the property line. So we had it resurveyed, and turned out that we were three feet, 1 inch over the building restriction line on that northwest border of Route 1. What makes it unique to use the property is that years ago, when I was a boy, Route 1 was only two lanes in either direction. And then the state or the county or both decided to make it into four lanes. And when they did that, they annexed part of that border between the house and Delaware Route 1. So, there you go. And you can see 187 there. You can see the old screen porch that sticks out right there. Yeah, that's it. So we had that taken out, and we started building the addition back into the backyard. It's only one level. And we thought we were doing okay until we realized that we might not have had enough. So we had it resurveyed, and immediately when we found out we were 3 feet, 1 inch over the line, we decided to proactively seek a variance and put a halt on what we were doing. In support of my application, our application, what I can tell you is that there are many residences along Forgotten Mile, that between Dewey and Rehoboth, that are probably can't meet that 30-foot building restriction line because the road was made wide years ago, and the buildings that are there now, there's some that are across the street from us that are a lot closer to Route 1 than we are. My builder, Ralph Timmons, he went and measured some of the distances between the Delaware Route 1 and the houses across from the Route 1 from us. And they're less than 15 feet between the house and Delaware Route 1, where the sidewalk is. So, you know, we're sorry we didn't realize that earlier. And so we hope that a variance will be possible for this project. What we're adding in the addition is two bedrooms, three or four bathrooms, a washroom, a sunroom along the side of the house. And you know, I thought that when we designed that sunroom, that it would take the place of the screen porch that was there previously. But I didn't realize that we were over the line, the building restriction line. What we're going to do is we're remodeling the kitchen in the existing residence and switching over to gas, propane. And so the backyard, we plan to put a propane tank in the ground, and that has to be within certain distances of the property line, and we can do that with the way that the addition is situated here now. When you look at the neighborhood, I submitted some pictures of the intersection, Route 1 and Carolina Street. And that's our addition going up there. And Delaware Route 1 is on the right, on the top picture, Carolina Street on the x-axis, sort of. So you can see there's no obstruction of a visual line of sight for traffic or pedestrian traffic. You know, no more than it was before we started building. That's looking down the sidewalk along Route 1. A lot of beach pedestrian traffic cross that line there at the road, and they go down Carolina Street and go to the beach that way. So that's uninhibited. It's unchanged from original. And that's looking across Route 1 towards Carolina Street. You can see our property, and there's no change essentially to pedestrian traffic problems or motor vehicle traffic. Line of sight is fine. So none of that is different. As far as the neighborhood goes, all of our neighbors are in agreement with our plans. Nobody opposes it. It doesn't affect any of the neighbors' plans for doing anything with their lots. So no one opposes it, and sorry that we went overboard with the 3.1 feet. So we respectfully ask that the board consider our variance in support of this project. Again, there's no opposition, and all the neighbors are okay with it. So that's all I have. You guys have questions? I'm happy to answer any questions.
Sure. Questions?
Sir, can you estimate what the size of the screened porch was that you tore down?
Yeah, I can tell you. It was 9 feet by 12 feet.
Okay. Thank you. And according to the survey and the pictures that were presented, it appears as though there's a distance between the actual property line and the edge of paving on Delaware 1.
I'm sorry, can you?
It, My question is this, is that according to the aerial, there appeared to be grass area between Delaware One and your addition that you're building. So I'm trying to transpose that onto the survey. And my question is there property between your property line and Delaware Route One?
No, our property goes right to the
edge of paving?
Yes. And so okay. I maintain that. I cut the grass, and then where the crosswalk is, if you could go back to that picture. That back. That's good right there. Yeah, you can see our property line is right where the electrical service is for the crosswalk. And then I maintain everything to the sidewalk, cutting grass and trimming. And
so I'll stay with the question then. If your property line is represented by the electric service that I'm looking at, then there appears to be some distance. I don't believe so I don't think you're sworn in. But my question would be, and you can certainly call, I think, sure, whoever you want. But if your property line is represented by the electric service and there's a distance from the electric service to the sidewalk, And I have no idea how many feet that is.
I can tell you. I can tell you exactly how many feet it is. It's about 4 feet from those electrical poles to the concrete, and then another 2 feet.
Okay. So it's safe to say that there's some distance between your property line and the sidewalk?
Oh, yes.
And you would estimate that to be about 6 feet?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Like I said, I maintain that. As with my own property.
Thank you.
Just trying to understand the construction part of it. So you had an existing structure that you added on to.
Yes.
About this. Okay. So if we're looking at the actual survey here.
Yes.
About how much of, like, did you do? Did you just add on towards away from Carolina Street?
Yes.
Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. The backyard, we own two lots, 50 by 100.
Yes.
And my grandparents built the original structure on the one 50 by 100 lot and then just used the other one as a backyard. So we had gardens and trees and things like that. And over the year, the trees had to go, they had to be taken down. So we decided to use the land for an addition. So we just went straight back with the bedrooms, bathrooms, and sunroom, and have room here for where the gas tank is going to go for the propane right here. And that'll power, you know, the oven and dryer and those kinds of things. So with the placement of the tank, we would be meet the code between the border between our property line and the code for the distance from the other property lines.
Gotcha. Thanks for clarifying that. I do have one more question.
Sure.
I would assume since 1949 that they had taken more than 3.1 feet from you to do that road.
Yeah, I like I said, it's been in my family and passed down to my brother Jeff and I and our spouses. But when we were children and teenagers, I can remember a lot of accidents occurring right there because it was poorly lit, and it was only two lanes, and there weren't islands in between the lanes. And many a night, I would go out there and watch people just run into each other. But yeah, they added a lane on each side as well as the shoulder and the sidewalk. So yeah, it was a lot bigger back in the day when my grandparents originally purchased it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the new construction or the is no closer to Route 1 than what was there before?
Essentially, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, gotcha. Sir. The existing screen porch that we took out to make room for the addition, I believe it was 9 feet from the house out towards the Delaware Route 1, and I think it was about 10 or 12 feet wide.
Okay.
Because I remember when we decided to add a sunroom to the addition, we wanted to make it somewhere between 10 and 12 feet wide so we had enough room to maneuver. And I thought we were going to be okay, but when we realized that we weren't okay, we decided to be proactive and seek the variance and kind of explain our position to everybody.
Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I couldn't see you draw in there, but...
Oh, it's okay.
The dwelling that you're building, I guess, to the southeast of your property, you're building the addition away from Carolina Street to the southeast.
Right, I can point that out up here.
Yeah, if good, that'd be helpful.
Yes, yeah, sure.
So I just want to make sure I understand. Where was that screen porch? Did it...
It was right here.
Okay.
The new addition is kind of like this. It's everything from here on back.
Okay. And so where the addition is going runs basically where the screen porch projection towards Route 1 would have been,
right. The screen,
and runs southeast.
That's correct. The screen porch was like this.
Okay.
And like I said, with the traffic and the pollution and the noise, over the years, we just decided it no longer was feasible to use it. So that figured into our planning for the addition to make this area kind of as a sunroom with sliding windows and still get the benefits of a porch, but less noise, no pollution from the road. And we still get to use, that area.
Now propane that you referenced, where is that utility at?
This part of the addition is going to be a maintenance room.
So the northeast corner.
Yeah, and so the propane person came out and evaluated the backyard and is going to put it right about here.
So that would have limited where you would have been able to put an addition anyhow because of where the propane had to go?
That's correct. There's a border between the property line here and where he wants to put it, same thing with here to here. So he said it would be close enough to the house and meet the code, being far enough away from both property lines.
That's why you couldn't put the addition more towards that corner and has to be closer to Route 1?
That's correct.
Okay.
The other one is a selfish reason. I'm a big gardener, and I have a big vegetable garden there that I grow tomatoes and peppers. But we still have... we still have room for that plus the tank. So that's essentially what we're seeking to do. Any other questions I can clear up or add to? Or
I don't have any.
It looks like you're fairly the same distance to the road as your neighbors to the north, I guess that would be?
That's correct. When you look north along Route 1, you can see the fronts of the houses, the entryways, and it's a straight line all the way down. Like I said, it doesn't inhibit any of the view. It's not aesthetically displeasing. I don't think I was the only property owner that had a problem with things. The lady across the street from us, 38435, right over here. She is has applied for a variance because of I think she's building a shed. For the same reason that you're applying, that because the limited area between the Route 1 and that side of the house, lot. Her as well as us. I think she had her variance approved last month by the board.
Okay, you can take a seat for a second.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Hello, be sworn in.
Aye.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Ralph Timmons, 25813 Dagsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I will.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Gentlemen.
You, ladies.
No, I am the builder, and as we were building, we're doing both of the properties. Actually, we're doing three on Carolina Street. This one, that one, and one on the back side. But as we were building and felt everything was okay, but when we applied this one where we needed the variance and standing over here, I started to scratch my head and said, this is not looking right. And that's when the concern aroused. You know, so we had it surveyed. Joe was feeling he was well within his 30 foot. He said, really, I wanted it 15 foot wide, but I'm going to go to 12, so we got some added space there. I did not question it. And as a builder, my son and I, for over 17 years, this is the first time, I don't want to knock on wood, that we've encountered this, but we tried to avoid that. But when we saw that, then we went on, and so we've closed it in, put the windows in, but then as I told Joe, let's slow down until we get everything proper. And as you can see, go back to some of the pictures there. Keep it going, not the ones here. Go to yours that you've got the area. I don't. Yes. You know, we got this approved by you guys the other week and or last month, and we went out 6 foot. We're only asking 3 here. And when you look over here, you can see that is, I've got the picture, it's within less than 15 foot. So it's nothing in this area. It's unique, I guess, that everybody is needing to go because Route 1 changed the front yards. And I honestly thought that was Joe's front and this was a side yard. And I'm sure that's what led me to feel we were okay. Because normally I do check that. But most of our buildings is in Bethany Beach. But we have sort of ventured to do it. And it's amazing to have three things going on as a small builder in that area. So it is unique. It's with what we're doing, but as you can see, there's no site disadvantages. It's not affecting anyone in the neighborhood, and nobody did object, thankfully. But as a builder, I've got to say that I'm in favor of it, because, boy, I'm committed. Pardon me.
Any questions for Mr. Timmons? Thank you. You're good. You're good. Thank you.
I'm glad to know him.
Is there anyone else in, who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? See any? Any further questions from the board? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case number 12935. Is there a motion for case number 12935?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12935 for Joseph Charlo for his requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. We believe the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property or be detrimental to the public welfare. And I also believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Williamson and a second by Dr. Carson. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 129-35 has been approved.